T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the but stories that hot. Didn't make the cut anywhere the else of the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Every redhead that I know of refers to themselves as a ginger. So I don't think it's offensive. If it's offensive out there, redheaded people, including my own girlfriend, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't.
But it is 2024.
You never know.
You never damn know.
You never know.
You never know.
So that Ronald Acuna article, if that doesn't just bring up like memories of past times or whatever, like who doesn't have a stick ball or a tape ball or something like that story? I actually have one of my own that happened not too long ago. So shout out to a good friend of mine, J.K. Lockhart, who was actually at UGA around the same time you were, Randy. So he's a huge fan of yours. J.K. and I used to open up Outbacks together when we were both managers. So way up at the Outback Steakhouse in Commerce, Georgia, we were there for about a month opening up that place. We would go out back of this restaurant because it has a really big parking
lot.
We would go out back of the Outback, use the cardboard part of a roll of tape with the last parts of the roll of tape and make a ball out of it, unscrew a little mop stick, and play stickball just
That's
to
awesome.
Unwind.
Yeah.
But a great article, for real. Check it out. So you mentioned streaming earlier, Randy. So now it's about time where we're all going to have to play How Much Would You Pay? So the Rockies, MLB is rolling out Rockies coverage this season. They do have a price guide here. So what you can do, you can get MLB TV, which is what I do every year, for $200. And you get every out-of-market game that you can watch.
But you can't get local, right?
Except for local because they are blacked out. Right. Now, if you want to get a single team, this is what it looks like it's going to be. Rockies TV this season, $99.99 for the whole season. So you can pay $200 for MLB TV, everybody, or $100 for what will end up being your specific team.
And that's even if
the
you
Braves
live in Denver?
Are going to end up being,
that's local?
So this is all Rockies games, no blackouts. So $100. Dude,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I would do that.
For the Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd do it for the Braves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not another team, but that's where we're headed, though.
I mean, I'm doing 80 for the damn United. So, yeah, of course.
But you get other stuff with the Apple subscription, though. If you...
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah. Other stuff that comes with that, too. No, but you have to have Apple TV and then a special MLS subscription as well.
Yeah.
Which we all have, and it's worth it.
Yeah, of course.
Major League Soccer.
So, the Dodgers are getting a new piece of furniture at Dodger Stadium this season. A 4,000-pound, 8-foot-tall, Kasuga-style stone lantern, which was gifted to the Dodgers by Sotaro Suzuki to Walter O'Malley, who was the president of the Dodgers back in 1956.
Okay.
This statue was shipped to them in 1965 in 6 pieces, and they're going to put it up at Dodger Stadium this year.
They finally got a Japanese superstar.
They got Yamamoto, and they got Otani.
Well, I guess they had Hideo Nomo.
Where's this thing been for the last 4 years?
They couldn't put it up for Nomo?
Yeah, it's been in storage.
Didn't Nomo lose, like, Rookie of the Year?
So it was gifted to them because they invited this guy to the opening of Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
So he gifted him this statue that's like 8 foot tall, and they just put it in a barn somewhere?
Yeah, maybe they forgot. It's been historic. Yeah, that's all it is.
What's that back there?
Old boy game was this?
Remember that giant Japanese lantern we got in the 60s?
Yeah, that thing been historic.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is that guy who gave it to him still alive, do you think?
I'm not 100%
sure. I was wondering if you guys even had it. I was hoping you guys would put this up.
Like, he had this thing made by a stone manufacturer in Japan.
Well, yeah, I was like, do they have
and
to,
had it shipped
do
here?
They, do, like, do they have to like put it
Jesus,
out with it?
Dodgers?
Because he's alive. But do you have something like that was given to you by somebody that the only time you put it out is you have to put it out when they come to your house?
Oh, maybe it isn't one of those things.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And you know all the Japanese fans.
Yes. If he ever comes back
media,
to another
Earth, they're going
to
be everywhere
that's what
now.
I'm saying. Like, oh, he's coming back. Get this up, year.
Hey, let's go. Hey, hurry up. Put that thing up.
If he was ever coming back, it's going to be this year.
Yeah. Hey, put that statue up.
I'm trying to think. Well, I'm sure we do. Like, I'm sure we have some.
And it's usually, it's
no, we have some stuff
it's
like that.
It's usually your wife's, though.
Oh,
We don't know. We're forgetting about everything.
Yeah, no, we've definitely got some stuff that's like, I don't know, like you put it at the center of the table.
Yeah.
What do you even call that? Like centerpiece or something like that? And it's like, oh, yeah, they're coming over. Better put that out in the middle so they think we have it out there all the time. We have some of that kind of stuff. It didn't cost that much money, and it didn't come in eight pieces.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That thing came to storage.
So here's one that you I've never actually seen. I watch a lot of baseball. I've played baseball most of my life. Never heard of this happening to an individual, but Yankees outfielder Oscar Gonzalez 2 days ago, probably released from the hospital by now because I printed this article yesterday. In Mexico, playing an exhibition game against Diablos Rojas del Mexico, fouled a ball off and hit himself in the eye.
Oh, in the
Damn.
Eye. Ooh.
Right orbital fracture, hit himself in the eye. That almost seems impossible.
Yeah, the angle on that.
Hit himself in the eyeball.
That's
you don't come back from that.
Yeah, that's very painful.
I mean, he's probably going to start the season in the minors anyway, but he's going to start the season on the IL.
Oh, yeah, dog.
I thought you were going to say he fouled it off his man region.
That would be horrible also.
Do you know in the history of the Seattle Mariners, they have more players that have ruptured?
The Scherzer tried to do that. He did do that. When Scherzer was butting one time, didn't he hit himself in the face?
In the face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Because we were talking about Beltre months ago when he went in the Hall of Fame. He ruptured his one
that's
of his.
Right.
Yeah. And then played the rest of the game.
He stayed in the game.
Mariners
you know
have had that happen
not
to
a sissy
five like different guys. Mariners have five ruptured testicles and only four playoff series victories in their franchise history. So, little Mariners fact for you.
Ruptured.
Yeah, just explodes, right?
Yeah. Really? Man, yeah.
I can't say it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Speaking of getting hit in the face, if you're not squeamish, you can go check this one out on the interwebs. Cheyenne Haidari gets into a boxing match with Portor Thor Petrachung. Sounds like
sound
a Norwegian.
Like a fight.
He's a freaking Viking.
Doesn't sound like the right guy to fight.
Portor hit Cheyenne so hard in the face that he actually moved his nose onto the other side of his face. You'll have to Google this. He fell to his knees, covered his face.
Dude.
He literally rearranged
his face. The fight
was
literally called off
dude.
Because of this injury to
and
this
they
guy.
Were fighting like, you remember on, have you seen Kickboxer with Jean-Claude Van
Damme? Yeah.
You remember that? Him and
Tong Po
were fighting in that tomb.
Yeah, and they dip it in the glass.
Yeah, that's what
right?
Those are the raps they were fighting with.
Seriously?
Not the glass.
Oh, okay.
Not the glass.
But remember when they did that? In the glue and then the glass?
Yeah, with those same type of raps that they had on it in Kickboxer, that's what they were fighting with. And, dude, the slow motion part, Bo, of how his nose moves when he hits him.
And it just stays there.
And it just stays right there? Dude.
Usually you hit somebody in the nose and it kind of bounces back, or at least it's, it's like on the other side. It's like under his eyeball.
Dude, he rocked him, and it just
looks like a Picasso painting now.
Man,
it's
awful.
An abstract human.
Awful.
Remember when Tong Po was warming up?
He was kicking
the pillar?
Thing. Oh, yeah.
And, like, their whole building shaking, and they're like, what's that? And then you walk back there, and it's just Tong Po.
Tong Po.
Dude. And then when Jean-Claude had to kick down the palm tree to get ready for him.
Man.
Can you imagine if you had to kick down a palm tree?
Po.
It would take forever.
Tong Po.
So it's funny, that Abe brought that hat in here today that's, I guess, been down on the eighth floor that PETA had gifted him.
Yes.
So it was, who was it? It was like the Royals and the Angels actually did start calling their bullpen the arm barn.
Yes.
Which was
because PETA got offended by bullpens being called bullpens.
Yes. It's dumb to change it because they were offended.
Yes.
But arm barn is a way funnier name than bullpen.
Like, it is funny.
Barn is an amazing.
It is funnier.
I wish they called it that.
You ain't gonna wear that hat, are you?
If it didn't say PETA on the back, I probably would.
that's
cool
what Abe said. The same thing.
Yeah.
You cannot wear that hat.
It's an awesome hat.
No, it isn't.
It says it has an arm on it. And it says like "Welcome to the Arm Barn."
Okay, here's the deal. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a picture of it, and we'll have a poll question: Is this an awesome hat? Yes or no?
I'm down.
I think it's great.
I think it's a great.
It's like
hat.
A perfect poll question. You know, some shows around here like to do
who
should be the opening day starter, what would you do with the free agency money?
Put the whole hat.
Oh, yeah, two pictures.
But I can't, that's my thing, though. I can't not unsee the whole hat.
You have to see the PETA patch.
Yeah.
Front and back.
Yeah.
But, and then the question is just, is this an awesome hat?
No, it is an awesome hat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it 100% is. So I know who PETA is going to come after next. So former NBAer Matt Barnes just recently moved So he has lots of boxes in his old house and ran across a big, scary possum.
Oh, he's just standing tall. He's not even moving when I hit him with shit. Get the fuck out of here.
He's
Come
throwing
on, bro.
Stuff.
What you doing? The night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are right above him though, so I'm stuck. What's bro gonna do?
Dude,
out of here, bro.
Nope.
Like, he wants to scrap for
Possums
real.
Possums can't fight.
No, they can't.
Go get a golf club.
There you go. Go get a golf club and redecorate the damn wall.
No.
In possum blood.
Go pick it up and throw it outside. He has his whole house.
I don't want to touch a possum at all.
He has his whole kitchen blocked off, barricaded with all these boxes that were inside of his house.
Sure.
It's like a 9-minute video.
Dude.
You can just kind of scoot it outside with a stick or something.
I don't
want
to scoot nothing. I'm going to obliterate it.
Yeah, that possum has to die.
Yeah.
Possums kill
pests. I'm a pacifist.
Pests.
But if a possum's in my house, I want that possum dead.
If you had a possum around your house, that rat wouldn't have been there.
Good point.
Just saying.
I don't care.
That rat had to die, too.
That rat had to go.
I didn't kill him with my bare hands.
They carry diseases.
But I set a trap that murdered him.
Possums need to be slaughtered.
I celebrated the murder of that rat. Also.
No, they're not.
They are.
Bo, real quick. Bo, do they eat rat? Where you from?
Eat rats?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They eat rats, bugs,
they
snakes.
Rats. Yeah.
No. Not possums. Do humans eat rats? That's what you're asking.
Are you asking me if humans eat rats in Louisiana?
He's asking if your family eats rats.
I follow this dude on Instagram. He's a Caucasian man. And he was out there in the swamp.
Was it Nutra?
Yeah. And his boat was full of rats. And he was talking about dinner time.
Abe's so mad we haven't gone to break yet. I guess we probably better go to break.
I've never eaten a Nutra. No.
Don't do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.